Aaron, defeated in this game, big disappointment for you, really.
Yeah, obviously, very disappointed with the loss. You know, I thought the boys put in a great effort, and you know, execution probably wasn't there at the end. And you know, Pete spoke about it in the change room and said he's proud of every one of us that put in a great effort tonight. Could have been easy to the game to blow out, but we came back and made a game of it in the dying stages, and probably just lacked a bit of patience at the end. So all in all, disappointing, but the effort was there.
What was the difference?
Execution, you know. I think the halves controlled it a lot better than what me and
was it the kicking game?
Yeah, Brez is, you know, that's his forte. You know, he's the man in that area, so he turned us around. Although I think our kicking game did improve from previous weeks, and they kept on turning us around. And to our credit, we hang in there as long as we could, but in the end, it just wasn't good enough.
It was a typical sort of playoff game, wasn't it? You know, the quality maybe wasn't there, but boy, oh boy, the intensity was there. Did you feel that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, right from the go there, you know, the speed was quick and the intensity was there, and both teams were up for a game, and we knew New Warrington were going to come out and try and blow us off the park, so we stayed with them. And, you know, a couple of tries that we probably disappointed with in the first half, and... Yeah, all in all.
Small margins.
It is, and those are the little things. You know, you clock off for 1 second and someone does something that you're not normally do in your defensive pattern, and they make you pay for it. So, you know, they're a great team and they got great players all over the park, and they'll do well.
Well, the first score was always going to be important. It was controversial as well. Did you think it was... We thought that perhaps Jordan Turner had been taken out by Ryan Adkins and the try shouldn't have been scored.
Yeah, you know, I was on the other side and looking from him, you know, as it unfolded, it definitely didn't look like a try. But you didn't say that, you know. You know, we would have been happy to get that try for us. So, you know,
not grumbling.
Yeah, no, not. You know, it's one of those things where you know it didn't change the game and just didn't start.
What about at halftime? I suspect at 12 points nil down at halftime, you're coming out and the emphasis is we've got to score first.
Yeah, no, that was the plan. Obviously, it didn't happen, but. You know, we thought we conceded two tries that were stoppable, and you know, we came out and fought with them for a little bit, and then they scored. So you know, we did well to get back in the game in the back end of the half, and just lacked a bit of cohesion and execution at the end.
Optimistic about the future then?
Oh, definitely. I think this year you've seen a lot of young kids come through and they haven't looked out of place. So the club's got a good, big, bright future, and you know, it's only going to be bigger and better things for the future to come.
And I'll tell you one thing as well, you don't want another season like a roller coaster season like you had. You eventually got back playing, but it was a tough start for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, it feels like a half season for me now.
You're raring to go. Going to continue playing till Christmas.
I've only played 12 games and I feel fresh and like it's still going, but it's the end of the season. So, you know, go away, have a holiday, come back, train hard.
Are you going to take a holiday, are you?
Oh, holiday around hell.